KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you, and an honor to get to speak to this man, a Grand Ole Opry member and a Country Music Hall of Famer, Charlie Daniels. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good, Kevin. Good to talk to you, my friend. I understand it's getting a little warmer up there, huh?
Finally, yeah. And you know what? I know when you bring your band to town, it's going to get even warmer because you are coming to the Clare County Fair on Friday, July 27th. You are following Jordan Davis. Is that kind of unique for you? Jordan Davis, a new country act out there. Have you done a lot of shows where you've kind of mixed the older and the younger generation?
We don't play a lot of, once in a while we play with one of the newer acts. We don't play with a lot of the newer acts,
yeah.
Once in a while we do. Most of the time we're playing like with Marshall Tucker, Travis Tritt.
Sure.
Kind of people.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to it. I haven't heard him before. I haven't been looking forward to hearing
him. It's going to be an interesting show. So some people who are familiar with Jordan Davis are going to get to experience the Charlie Daniels Band. You guys have been at it for a long time, and I was surprised to see, and I knew you were Grand Ole Opry members, but 10 years of Opry time for you. That's got to be quite an experience for you, too.
Well, you know, I was surprised, too. It slipped up on me. I didn't realize it was 10 years. It just seems like a shorter amount of time, and all of a sudden they said you need to come out and let's celebrate your 10th year, but gosh, time gets away.
Boy, it does. Now, how often do you get there to play the Opry?
We try to play it 10 times a year.
Okay.
That's what they want you to do, and I have so much respect for it. I always try to do it. We hit the mark most years. Once in a while, it gets logistically impossible
sure.
to do it. We can't do them all, but we really try hard to.
Now, I got to believe 10 years ago, that was quite an honor to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. But 2 years ago, to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, how do you top that in a career?
It's all pretty much like a dream, really.
Yeah.
The night I was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, I told the crowd, I said, you know, the Bible says God will give you the desires of your heart. And you have seen that come true on the stage tonight because I so much wanted to be a member there.
Sure.
And to have it happen. And then the Hall of Fame thing came out of a clear blue sky. I had no idea whatsoever. And I almost pulled my wife down when I was standing next to her. I was told, and it's like a wow. Did she say what? The president of CMA told me about it. I thought, well, did she say what I thought she said? Did she actually say Hall of Fame? I mean, it was every good adjective you can think
sure.
of put to it. I mean, I can't even articulate the fullness of how great I feel about it, but suffice it to say, it was and is a wonderful experience. I'm still not used to it. I go to Grand Ole Opry and whoever's announced, I'm saying, Charlie Daniels, member of the Hall of Fame. It's like, what? Yeah, I really am, ain't I?
I know, yeah, your humility, but it is truly a great honor, and I think it was a long time overdue, the amount of musical contribution you put in. Yeah, it was a great honor, and I'm glad to see you in there, and it just keeps going for you. You know, you get to that point where you're in the Grand Ole Opry and then the Hall of Fame, you think maybe the career is going to start slowing down, and it really hasn't for you. You've picked up pace, haven't you?
We keep doing I got a lot of, I like having a lot of balls in the air.
Yeah.
I like it. That's just what I do, and I'm always doing several different things. I'm writing something or recording something or doing something. And right now, I've got a new book in the works.
Right.
I've got a new album in the works. And just a lot of things that my lifestyle, just the way I like to live. I'm on tour. So as long as the good Lord's willing to give me the health to do it, I'm going to be out here doing it. I'm 81 years old, and if I can do it when I'm 90, all the better.
Well, let's talk. You mentioned briefly there the book, Never Look at the Empty Seats. It was released a year ago, roughly last year in 2017. Tell us how that came about. Was that something, an unfulfilled dream where you wanted to write a book?
Well, actually, I started writing on this thing about 20 years ago.
Okay.
I started writing, just kind of putting down memories and stuff, and it started taking shape of a book, and I thought, well, let me just go ahead and, you know, make a biography out of it, which I did. And I wrote and wrote and wrote, and I could never find a place to stop it. I could never find a place to pause it or end it because interesting things kept happening. Like we said, I was 72 years old before yeah. I was inducted in the Grand Ole Opry, and things kept happening. But when I found out about the Hall of Fame, I said, this is a good place to stop it.
Yeah.
So the morning after I was inducted, I sat down and wrote the ending, and I finally had it, you know. It was finally had the whole book, the story I wanted to tell. But it took me 20 years, I guess, at least, to get it done.
Boy, what a good read it is, too. If you get the chance, never look at the empty seats. You can find it at charliedaniels.com. And as you mentioned, 81 years old, and you're putting out a new album, Memories, Memoirs, and Miles, Songs of a Lifetime. Tell us what we're going to hear on that album. What are some of the things that are highlights of that?
That is basically a companion album to the biography.
Okay.
It's the very first record I ever made, I made in 1959 in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was just passing through there, and a set of circumstances came into play that a guy wanted me to make a record, so I did, and it was called Jaguar. It was instrumental, and 1959 we made that record,
wow.
And it is on this album. It sounds very old as it is, but so the album is kind of a companion to the book. The book tells the story in words, and the album tells it in music.
Wow. So, it is a great combination there. And now, one of the other things you do, I know you're very well known for, Volunteer Jam. And you had a special one a couple of years ago for your 80th birthday, but are you still doing the Volunteer Jams?
We don't do it every year like yeah. we used to. We started 42 years ago.
Wow.
And we did it several years in a row, many years, up into the teens of years. But it is a tremendous undertaking. And trying to do it every year is just a bit much. So we've done it the last 2 years. I don't know exactly when we'll do it again, but mm-hmm. we intend to do it again, but I just don't know when. It's depending on when we can get a really good roster of talent together.
Sure. The Charlie Daniels Band coming to town. They'll be at the Clare County Fair in Harrison. That's Friday, July 27th. You can get your tickets. Check it out at WKJC.com. And, of course, that's just part of a full tour that you've got going on. You've got everything scheduled through 2018. So, as we mentioned earlier, you're not slowing down at all. You got plenty of dates still to go this year.
Yeah, we'll do about 110 dates this year, something like that. And I mean, that sounds like a lot, but it's comfortable. I mean, that's something I can handle pretty good. I couldn't do 250 or 300 anymore, but we handle 110.
Well, before I let you go, I know one of the questions that many of my listeners had when I mentioned we were going to be talking to you was how the song Devil Went Down to Georgia came about. That is your signature song. Tell us a little bit about that song, because whenever you mention Charlie Daniels Band, that's the first thing people think of.
You know, it's actually kind of a boring story, really, because it came out of a necessity. We had written and rehearsed an album's worth of material on an album called Me and My Reflection.
Sure.
And we got into studio. We were actually in the studio recording, and we said, we ain't got a fiddle tune. We need a fiddle song. So we took a break out of the studio, moved the equipment out of the recording studio into a rehearsal studio, and I had this line in my mind, Devil Went Down to Georgia. It just seemed like a good line to write a song about. So we went into the rehearsal studio, and just, through trial and error and this and that, we actually wrote the thing and went back to the studio and recorded it. Later.
And it's one of the iconic songs of country music, and I know even on the pop charts, too, it did very well. And you mentioned Million Mile Reflections. There's an exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame dealing with that.
Yeah, it was Million Mile Reflections. It's down now, but it was there for a good little while. But yeah, that was, I thought they did an excellent job on that. I was very honored that they did that. It was a reflection of, Million Mile Reflections,
sure.
The name of it, but it was a lot of stuff, a lot of memorabilia that kind of memorialize the years that I've been doing this, which has been a long time.
But you've been keeping up. CharlieDaniels.com. You can find him on Twitter, Charlie Daniels. YouTube, you can find Charlie Daniels videos, and even on Facebook, the Charlie Daniels Band. And I know you're a busy man. I could talk to you all afternoon. You've been a big part of my musical career, too, since Long-Haired Country Boy. I've been liking Charlie Daniels' music, so I've been looking forward to talking to you for quite a while, Charlie.
Thank you very much, and we still do Long-Haired Country Boy every night.
I'm hoping you do, because I'm going to hope to be at the Clare County Fair in Harrison. Again, that's Friday, July 27th, as Jordan Davis will be opening up for the Charlie Daniels Band, and I hope to get the chance to meet you out there at the fair that night, my friend.
Make a point of it. We'd be looking forward to it.
All right. Charlie Daniels, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Safe travels to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you in July.
Thank you very much.